This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada this evening. Mr. Modi reached Calgary this morning. He received a warm welcome at the airport upon his arrival. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, hold several bilateral meetings. He will also exchange views with other invited outreach countries and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. A report.
The focus areas of the G7 summit this year will include protecting communities and the world, building energy security and accelerating the digital transition, and securing the partnerships of the future. India has been regularly invited to the outreach session of the G7 summit in the past few years. New Delhi has always brought the issues of Global South to the fore during its interventions made at the previous G7 summits. Suparna Sekia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Amid rising tensions in the Middle East, G7 leaders issued a unified statement addressing the situation between Israel and Iran. The G7 leaders have reiterated their commitment to peace and stability in the Middle East, affirming Israel's right to defend itself and underlining their continued support for the country's security, emphasizing the importance of protecting civilians amid ongoing regional tensions. The grouping also identified Iran as the principal source of instability and terror in the region. The leaders reiterated their long-standing position that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged everyone to immediately evacuate Tehran amid rising tensions between Iran and Israel. He, however, did not elaborate. Nearly 10 million people live in the Iranian capital. Trump wrote on Truth Social that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. A White House official said the president's call for Iranians to immediately evacuate Tehran highlights the urgent need for Iran to enter diplomatic talks. Meanwhile, the U.S. president cut short his G7 visit to Canada. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today inaugurated India's largest Gati Shakti multimodal cargo terminal in Manesar, Haryana. During the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that the cargo terminal sprawling across 45 acres has the capacity to carry 4,50,000 vehicles. He noted that 108 multimodal cargo terminals are now ready and will soon be in service, realizing the government's vision of a multimodal network. He said the government was able to achieve this in a short period of time because of the reforms brought in 2021 to simplify the process.
एक बड़ा चेंज आया है गतिशक्ति कार्गो टर्मिनल 2021 में करीब दिसंबर के महीने में रिफॉर्म्स किए गए और पूरे प्रोसेस को इतना सिंपलीफाई किया कि आज इतने शॉर्ट टाइम फ्रेम में 108 मल्टीमोडल कार्गो टर्मिनल बनके रेडी हो चुके हैं और आज जिस टर्मिनल में हम लोग हैं वो वन ऑफ द लार्जेस्ट है 45 एकड़ जमीन में बना है और करीब 4.5 लाख कार को यहां से कैरी करने की कैपेसिटी है.
The minister also highlighted the various measures taken by the government in upgrading the railways, improving cleanliness and hygiene, and making it more accessible. Gujarat Health Minister Hrishikesh Patel has announced that 125 victims of the Ahmedabad plane crash have been identified via DNA test till last night. Of these, 83 mortal remains have already been handed over to the families of the victims. In a social media post, the minister said remaining mortal remains will be released shortly after due process and necessary identification protocols are completed. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over the Saurashtra and Kutch regions today. The Met Department said, under the influence of two low-pressure areas formed over South Gujarat and Gangetic, West Bengal, heavy to very heavy rainfall over Saurashtra and Kutch, Gujarat region and over Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha, Bihar and Jharkhand will continue during the next 24 hours. The Met Department also mentioned that Delhi NCR, along with Haryana, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh, is expected to experience light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and gusty winds till Friday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.